not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final hour of today here this Monday, September 15th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, Lansing is finding that one-third of telemedicine patients, that is people who visit with a doctor, I don't know how, but through some type of video conferencing, whether it's on their phones or computers, how it works, we don't know. But these people are suffering with opioid use disorder, addiction to pills, painkillers. Opioids is a drug that requires you to show your driver's license in order to get it. Anytime you're picking up a prescription of opioid type medicines, you need to show your driver's license, because basically it's a absolute, unbelievably addictive drug. Well, a third of these telemedicine patients had to go without their recovery medication because of trouble filling prescriptions at a pharmacy, according to a recent study. Patients were most likely to say they had to forego a medication that helps people recovering from opioid addiction to avoid withdrawal symptoms, excuse me. The systems in the computers, for some reason, aren't working and communicating properly with the doctors who prescribe them. The drug itself reduces the cravings for the opioids and actually prevents them from using them. While on this medication, if you take an opioid, you'll throw up. It actually causes you to throw up the opioid and to get it out of your body. Recent survey of 600 telemedicine patients from 5 different states, Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, and Texas. Well, in Michigan, 36.9 of the patients said they had to go without this anti-opioid prescription. Why? Because in many states, buprenorphine, I can't say it, is stocked at pharmacies only about half of the time. And roughly five pharmacies, one in five, are unwilling to even order it, according to Lucas Hill, the author of the study. even needing to wait a day or two for the pharmacy to order the medication leads to a gap that the person is likely to experience really uncomfortable withdrawal symptoms. This triggers use of a dangerous illegal drug. Hill is a pharmacist and an associate professor at the University of Pittsburgh. In the study, over one quarter of the patients said they literally had to go sometimes even more than 7 days. We'll continue this story on the other side. What is causing these pharmacies not to even want to order the drugs? We'll get into the bottom of this. Short break. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Going to continue on with this story. Now, I have to admit, after my surgeries, replacement of my shoulder, replacement of my left hip, I was on some pretty strong medication, Tramadol. I did not want to take the other really addictive painkillers. OxyContin and others, nope. Not for me. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. Not going to take it. So the doctor prescribed a very strong high milligram dosage, I forget how much, of tramadol. I didn't realize I got addicted to it. Well, my doctor said if you want to get off, you want to wean yourself off of it, you can take over-the-counter kind of a high dosage as a replacement and wean yourself off of this opioid drug. Extra strength Tylenol, I believe they were 800 milligrams, or Tylenol and two Advil was the recipe he gave me. And I started taking those and just went cold turkey off of tramadol and then just started scaling it back. Three extra strength Tylenol, one Advil, then down to two and no Advil, and then eventually got off of it completely. But these drugs, some people are so addicted, they actually have to have a prescription to counter their opioid addiction, and they're having problems getting the prescriptions filled. Why? Well, here is perhaps the problem these five states are having. Stigmatism around the use of the drugs may play a role in the accessibility. There's certain regulations that pharmacists use as an easy excuse not to order or to supply this drug in the first place. D-U-P-R-E-H-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E. Don't even want to try it. Well, Hill said it's easy for the pharmacist to blame it on these regulatory and even sometimes financial concerns because the drug itself isn't always covered by insurance. At the national level, along with other states facing similar challenges to Michigan, Marlene Lira, the lead author of the study, said she is an epidemiologist as well as senior director of research at Workit Health, a multi-state telehealth provider that provides treatments for opioid use disorder. She went on to say that federal regulations that are unintentionally creating problems were put in place as a response to the public opioid health crisis. The idea was pharmacies should be limited in their use of this drug and that they have to provide follow-up care. You can't just prescribe it and send them on their way. There has to be constant supervision by a medical professional. Kara Pullen, the chair of the state's Opioid Advisory Commission, as well as an associate professor at the Michigan State University of College and Human Medicine, said every 6 hours in Michigan, someone dies of an opioid overdose. Every 6 hours? We're losing 4 Michiganders a day? Over the last year, however, deaths from opioid overdoses in Michigan have actually begun to decrease, due in part to the naloxone distribution led by the State Department of Health and Human Services. I'm saying that, of course, wrong. It is actually the over-the-counter generic for Narcan. Actually, you can go to any drugstore in the state of Michigan, Walgreens, CVS, Meijer, it doesn't matter. You can get Narcan, which is a life-saving medication that reverses opioid overdose. With almost a 40% reduction in opioid overdose deaths, putting us as one of the leading states in reducing these type of deaths, Poland said. That's why accessibility to this drug is so important, because it has significantly helped patients with opioid use disorder receive the treatments while they go through recovery. Poland said she actually helped develop the bills in the legislature to address this problem. Well, Democratic Senator Sylvia Santana of Detroit and Sam Singh of East Lansing, along with Kevin Hertel of St. Clair Shores, helped put the bills together. One of the bills would require pharmacists to fill the prescription without undue delay, and another would eliminate pre-authorization from recovery medications. Both have passed the Senate and now are awaiting action in the House Insurance Committee. They passed back on June the 18th. Poland said, if we want to further impact the death rate, we need to ensure that these medications are available to the people when they need them. It has to be done in a timely manner. Man, I did not realize we were having that many people here in the state of Michigan die from overdoses of opioids. That's a huge number. 4 people a day. Well, on related news, class action lawsuits and even criminal prosecutions of doctors because of their over prescribing of these opioids are still going forward, according to the Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. We are continuing to investigate and continuing to bring charges against these doctors who are merely doing this for the profits, said Dana Nessel on Friday. Additionally, 4 new bills were introduced regarding lead safety packages. Under a 4-bill package introduced by Democrat State Representative Julie Rogers, Michigan's blood lead level would be aligned with now the CDC's level. Also, baby food would need to be tested for toxic metals. Joining Rogers, State Representative Jamie Green, Republican from Richmond, Donovan McKinney of Detroit, Karen Winsett of Detroit, they are all sponsoring House Bills 4864 through 4867. These bills would additionally allow the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to enforce federal standards for lead levels regarding renovations, repairs, and paint, and would automatically create referrals to early on an infant developmental disability support service. This service is being provided for babies that have tested high lead levels. Right now, the CDC's definition of elevated blood lead levels is 3.5 micrograms per deciliter, and Michigan's would be brought in to match that number under the bills. The bills were introduced and passed in the House last term, but did not get a vote in the Senate. Rogers says, I have seen the damage and devastating effects of lead in my own patients. I didn't know she was a doctor. Lead poisoning can affect adolescents and even adults. And it has long-lasting impacts on infants and young children as they develop. Republican State Rep. Jamie Green's bill would require testing also for arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury for baby food manufacturers in Michigan. Certain baby foods that test high toxic metal levels would need to be recalled by 2027. Why wait? That doesn't make sense. A QR code would need to be produced that creates access to test results for the products that are on the shelves. Every Michigan parent deserves peace of mind that the food that they're putting on the table is safe for their children. This legislation would hold manufacturers accountable, strengthen transparency, and help protect kids from toxic metals that can harm their development, Green said. Additionally, McKinney's bill is reintroduced after passing the House last year. This would allow the Department of Health and Human Services to enforce Environmental Protection Agency standards for any buildings constructed prior to 1978 that are undergoing renovations, repairs, and even painting to make sure lead-safe practices are used. This legislation puts the safety of our neighborhoods first, helps create healthier, safer environments for our residents, McKinney said. Finally, Detroit Democrat State Representative Karen Whitsitt reintroduced bills that requires local health departments or physicians to refer a child with elevated blood lead levels to the Michigan Early On Program. They focus on infants and toddlers up to 3 years old to make sure that they don't develop developmental delays or even disabilities. So, pretty interesting package of bills. Bipartisan. Three of them are sponsored by Democrats, one by a Republican. Going forward in the House, I'm sure Matt Hall and the Republicans won't have any problems with these. They'll go to the Senate. Question is, why didn't the Senate pass them last session? That doesn't make any sense at all. I would think these are no-brainers. Well, we've got a very interesting news story. Certain legislation going on down in Lansing. Bow hunters getting ready for bow season coming up soon before rifle season, November 15th. Well, interesting bills are being presented in Lansing about bow hunters. We'll get into that. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan.